This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden is praising Wednesday night's passage of a bill that prevents the federal government from defaulting on its debts. The bill passed the Republican-led House of Representatives by a vote of 314 to 117. The measure suspends the government's current $31 trillion debt ceiling for the next 2 years while keeping federal spending flat during that period. The bill is a compromise deal reached between President Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Speaker McCarthy claimed victory for House Republicans after the vote.
Is it everything I wanted? No. But sitting with one House, with a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic president who didn't want to meet with us, I think we did pretty dang good for the American public.
Biden released a statement saying the agreement is good news for the American people and the American economy while honoring his commitment to protect social safety net programs for poor and elderly Americans. The Senate is expected to act quickly to pass the bill by the end of the week. Meanwhile, officials at the U.S. Federal Reserve are sending out stronger signals they may decide not to impose another increase in interest rates at the central bank's next meeting. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Three leading Fed officials have expressed support for the idea of skipping a rate hike in June. Fed Governor Philip Jefferson says that would give policymakers time to see more data. President Biden has nominated Jefferson to be the Fed's vice chair, putting him close to the center of Fed policymaking. The comments come despite a slew of tough talk from other Fed policymakers in a disappointing inflation report last week. And those suggesting a pause also indicate hikes could resume later this year. The Fed has implemented 10 straight hikes, pushing its benchmark interest rate to about 5.1%, the highest in 16 years. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. news outlets are reporting that federal prosecutors have obtained an audio recording of former President Donald Trump discussing holding on to a classified military document. Reports say Trump suggested he knew the document was secret and had not been declassified. The existence of the recording would undercut the former president's claims that he had already declassified material that remained in his possession after he left office. Prosecutors are investigating whether Trump obstructed efforts by federal officials to retrieve documents he took with him after leaving office and whether he violated laws governing the handling of classified material. President Biden has approved a new package of military aid for Ukraine that totals up to $300 million and includes additional munitions for drones and an array of other weapons. It comes as Russia has continued to pummel Ukraine's capital and unmanned aircraft have targeted Moscow. The recent drone attack in Moscow has exposed Russia's vulnerabilities and fueled criticism of the country's military. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is vowing to beef up air defenses after another drone attack targeted the capital and underlined its vulnerability. He's now facing criticism after only 5 of 8 drones were shot down in the attack, which damaged 3 apartment buildings. Putin is stressing that Moscow's air defenses did work, but admits that protecting a huge city is difficult. Ukraine did not claim responsibility for the attack, but it happened as more Russian soil is under fire amid expectations of a Ukrainian counteroffensive. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Vietnam is cutting back on public lighting in a bid to avoid straining the country's power grids amid anticipated heat waves. Offices and households are also encouraged to cut back on electricity use. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee reports.
Drivers in Vietnam's capital Hanoi's busy streets have to rely on only their headlights to navigate the city before the lights are finally flipped on at a delay to help preserve the power grid under sweltering temperatures. Weather officials have warned a heat wave could run through the month of June, so cities are cutting back on lights. In Hanoi, they're flipped on 30 minutes later at night and shut off 30 minutes earlier in the morning. Some lighting along major thoroughfares and in public parks is even cut completely. The heat and sun are so harsh, people are seeking protection for everything exposed to it. And state power company EVN says rising demand for air conditioning could strain the grid even further.
That was Reuters correspondent Almond Lee. Temperatures in Vietnam this week are expected to reach as high as 37 degrees Celsius. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.